Despite some of the most challenging economic conditions in decades, American consumer confidence jumped unexpectedly this month, a sign that widespread pessimism might be dissipating. The New York-based Conference Board reports that its Consumer Confidence Index stands at 54.1, up from a revised 47.4 reading in July. Lynn Franco heads the group's Consumer Research Center.
Confidence is on the mend. There's still a lot of apprehension. Consumers definitely feel that the worst is behind us, but we still have a ways to go.
Even with the rise, the latest figure remains nearly 50% below the consumer confidence number reported 2 years ago. Nevertheless, rising confidence is a welcome sign, as consumer spending accounts for more than two-thirds of U.S. economic activity. America's battered housing sector also got a dose of encouraging news, with a national index reporting a 3% jump in housing prices in the second quarter of this year. Maureen Maitland of Standard & Poor's.
It's only been one quarter worth of positive news, but just looking at the latest data, it does look like there might be some stability in the markets at this point.
Falling housing prices have been a major contributor to U.S. economic woes since 2007. A rash of home mortgage defaults helped spark last year's financial meltdown. Tuesday's upbeat economic data stand in contrast to gloomy budget deficit projections. The White House and the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, or CBO, project a federal deficit of about $1.6 trillion for the current fiscal year, a record high, although slightly less than had been projected a few months ago. Swelling debt is no surprise, according to John Irons, who directs research at the Washington-based Economic Policy Institute.
Both reports are very stark reminders of the steep recession that we find ourselves in, lower incomes, lower business activity, and that's largely driving the revenue side. On the spending side, there's some higher outlays that are due to the recession also. Obviously, unemployment at high levels means that there's more demand for public services.
Irons says temporary deficits are normal and even desirable during severe economic downturns, but must be corrected in the long term. But the White House and the Congressional Budget Office say that America's national debt will continue to expand for years to come, even assuming that the U.S. economy will begin to recover at the end of the year. During the next decade, the White House estimates America's national debt will grow by $9 trillion. The CBO projection is $7 trillion. The difference between the two estimates lies primarily in the fact that the CBO assumes the expiration of Bush administration-era tax cuts, while the White House is assuming that President Barack Obama will honor his pledge against allowing taxes to rise on families earning less than $250,000 a year. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.